New exhibit at the Indianapolis Zoo this spring will give the African elephants more room and visitors a closer look at them. WFYI Taylor Bennett talked with spokesperson Carla Knapp about the new space, how the herd's doing after last year's virus, and learned about plans to make part of the zoo into an international hub for conservation efforts.
We are really excited for the opening of Tembo Camp. And Tembo is a Swahili word that means elephant. So you may have guessed already then, it's an elephant exhibit. We already have had elephants at the Indianapolis Zoo for decades. And this is going to be an expansion for them that's going to give them a lot of room to roam. So it's going to connect their existing yard to a brand new space where guests get to get up close with African elephants, see how we care for these amazing animals, and then learn some of the conservation issues that elephants are facing in the wild.
Yeah, elephants feeling better. I know there last year they had quite the virus that had struck some of the herd, and everything back to normal with them.
Yes, the herd is doing really well, and thank you for asking. That was a devastating time for us at the Indianapolis Zoo. But the herd has been doing very, very well. We continue monitoring their health regularly, as we do with all of our animals. We have an expert staff of veterinarians at the zoo providing annual exams, regular checkups for all of the animals. So it's really a great environment.
And you guys always do a great job, too, of getting encounters with the animals, letting the public have a close look at them and, you know, even touching some of them, which I think is great for a lot of families to have that encounter.
You know, we really feel like that's the first step that people can take to fall in love with an animal and then really want to save that animal in the wild. That is what we do at the Indianapolis Zoo. We are all about animal conservation, and that really starts with making connections with these animals. So you come behind the scenes, maybe you meet a white rhino. They're huge animals and very, you know, if you saw one in the wild, it's very intimidating. At the Indianapolis Zoo, you can get up close. You can realize that they're actually very gentle. And it's a very cool experience that they're going to paint for you as part of our animal art adventure. But you're going to learn about white rhinos, find out that they're threatened right now. They're an endangered species in Africa, and they have a lot of challenges that they are facing because of poachers. And it's just one example of an animal that you can come behind the scenes, you can meet them, learn about the species, and then what you can do to help save them in the wild.
You talk about the species, the Global Center for Species Survival. What is that?
Oh, we are very excited about this project. And it's a partnership that we announced last fall with the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, and they have a Species Survival Commission. These are experts, scientists working on research to save species. And we've partnered with them to create a hub here in Indianapolis. It's going to employ specialists working in all areas of conservation. And we here in Indianapolis are now going to be on the leading edge of the research for protecting species all over the globe. So it really is no exaggeration to say all conservation projects are going to be impacted by this brand new center.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was Indianapolis Zoo spokesperson Carla Knapp speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.